Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Chef's Meal. My name is Casey.
My name is Sean, and we're two chefs talking about our lives, one finished plate at a time.
Now we talk about whatever and ever.
And everything in between.
So at the restaurant, Sean, I told you it was dead as shit today.
Yes.
Dead.
Yeah.
Dead, my guy. When I said there's nothing going on, bro. Okay, so you remember in our old restaurant, we usually do on a Monday. I would do the grill, not the grill, but I would do the saute unit,
right,
and the hoods, right. Mm. Early morning, but like this is before our shift.
Sure,
bro. I had enough time to do the grill, the flat top, the saute unit, and part of the hood, all in about a span of 4 hours.
Were they sparkly, looking brand new?
Yo, I was buffing them so much so I got like cut marks on my hand. You know, it's official, mm-hmm. like on my fingers and stuff. And I was like, oh, my DNA is there. Perfect. So now we can.
now you definitely can't create, you know, commit a crime at work.
It can we can buff it even further. But there's a whole little thing going on at work today, Sean. So as you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. Or yes, should yes, I yes. say, what is it? God, the Super Bowl.
Yes, yes. Well, I was like, yes, Valentine's Day is coming up, but the Super Bowl
I can't English. What is going on?
Super Bowl first.
So the Super Bowl is coming on. Super Bowl is coming on. We're all getting ready for it. And I showed you a picture of our catering list. And, you know, I just want to pull it up again because I thought it was ridiculous. Okay. So it says Super Bowl catering menu. I'm reading off my phone right now. This is the exact picture I sent to Sean. For an order of 25 pieces of wings, it's $35, which is not bad. That's pretty decent. And these are like the primo wings from Restaurant Depot. These are like the quality standard that we usually get. They're like the chunkier one, like the one with extra meat.
Right.
I forgot what exact brand it is, but it's definitely something that's a little higher quality. So 35 for 25, 65 for 50, 125 for 100. So pretty standard on your wings. Chef goes, yeah, I'm gonna fire it by order. I'm like, chef, we're not gonna fire these.
Yeah, nah, man.
To order. Are you kidding me? No. We're gonna fucking put it in the oven, let it roast, do its thing, and then we'll drop flash fry it into the fryer, and then we'll sell it. This will come with about four sauces, about a pint each.
Okay.
So we made all the sauces today.
No toss.
Because let's say they order like fucking 100 wings, it's three boxes. It's like a four by six box, three of those for 100 wings, pretty much.
Okay.
And they walk with that. If you toss it in the sauce, I mean, we technically could, but then it will get soggy by the time they get home. So sauce on the side. Their accoutrements also will get them carrot sticks, celery sticks, like the usual stuff, ranch, blue cheese, barbecue sauce. We also have bang bang cauliflower. can you guess where we got that idea from?
A familiar staple.
Just breaded cauliflower. That was this guy right here. Yeah. So nod. Definitely nod. And definitely, what's up, German?
What are you getting? German.
I can't tell you because she will know. So, you know, we gotta let you know in a second. We also have chicken fingers, mac and cheese, which we did today. Whole lot of it. Sean, like 30 pounds of mac. And I'm like, chef, do we really need 30 pounds of pasta? It's a lot. It's like a box and a half. A case and a half of the mac and cheese.
Right.
And he ordered four cases of sliders. Like cheeseburger sliders.
Can I ask what type of cheese you guys
go for
use?
It. American cheese.
Okay.
Well, for mac and cheese, so more specifically, we made a bechamel, and then he added the American cheese. I think it's cheddar.
All right.
But he likes adding American. So like maybe it's half and half. I don't know.
I'm with it. If it was just American, I'm not rolling my eyes. But they're certainly drifting upwards.
No, it definitely is. German says, what's up? And it better be a good one. It is a good one, German, by the way. And then, Sean, this is my favorite. A chef wants to sell a half tray of truffle fries. Now, I don't like truffle fries. I think it's disgusting. The taste is too much for my nose. It just fucks my my taste buds all together, and I don't like it particularly. Other than that, but yeah, that is the menu for specifically Sunday. And we're taking walk-ins, so
I'm surprised that you're open.
Well,
so are you guys? You guys are going to be presenting the big game.
Yeah, there's a. Okay. It's like a little. They made a little, not encapsulation. What's another like a tent? Okay. Like a closed off tent outside with like a big projector screen, because they can. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they have the money, so to fuck not, right? Nah, so that's what's happening on Sunday. And so we're expecting just about like
the Super Bowl party.
Yeah, we got about 50 people on deck. And there's only two of us, so chef and myself, and we will take care of all of this. And I'm are you sure you want to do this last minute?
Yeah, you want to walk in? Especially if it's just the two of you, you definitely want to get some of that chicken, because you know people are going to be looking for it.
You know, get ahead. And he still goes. No, we're gonna do a tour. And I'm like, you know what? I will ride and die with you. I will. I'll be right there. If you start bitching at me, I will just tell you. I told you so. But yeah, so that's the story at the restaurant. However, Sean, today I went to the dermatologist today. I wanted to tell you this all day today. I went to the dermatologist. I had a little cyst on my back. Oh. So the quick story was several years ago, I developed a little benign cyst on my back. So okay. Like big ass pimple pretty much. It was removed. Cool. It grew back because it does.
Right.
Has like a high chance of doing so, even though you removed the sac, whatever. Today, I went ahead and I scheduled an appointment. They couldn't really fully remove it. I was trying to explain to Caitlin, like, because she excised it, meaning she cut it open, drained it.
Right. Sure.
But they have to get cultures out first.
Okay.
I don't know what that is.
Don't forget the strawberries with the chocolate.
I just thought it was appropriate. Perfect timing for done. And then it just kind of, I don't know. So I'm like, okay. She's like, come back in about 3 weeks. And then I have a little patch of skin here too, like a really big ass tag that I want removed. And she's like, we'll check this as well. So right now I have I have like an open wound on the back of my neck, which is quite fun. And then I was asking him details because I couldn't feel. I wanted to film myself getting it, you know, taken and removed. I was going to ask the nurse who was helping the doctor, but you know, obviously their hands were full. They're trying to operate on my neck. And I'm like, hold on, can you just
B-roll for Dr. Pimple Popper?
just like 2 seconds. And I mentioned Dr. Pimple Popper to the doctor. She's like, oh my God, it's like my favorite show. I was like, I know. It's my wife's favorite show. So they definitely bonded over that. I bonded with the woman because of Dr. Pimple Popper. So if anything, out of this whole story for you, Sean, Dr. Pimple Popper is what's up. But to give you more specific, it looked like Colgate.
I hope it was the Opti White.
I don't exactly know what it is, but it's she said it's like the same viscosity. That was the word she used.
As viscosity. SAT as word Opti White. For this episode.
German did said or strawberries and shortcake. This is for desserts for call that Valentine's Day, but let's move on. Sean, not too crazy though. How was your week? I know it was a little crazy. Today's Thursday, right?
Dude, usually today, you know, we do our pod. I'm like, yeah. Oh yeah, man, the week was great. You know, it was all right. This week, man,
I know
it was a lot of minor setbacks. You know, Yeah. Some things that I thought were definitely going to happen are definitely not going to happen. Some things that I'm hopeful to happen, I'm a little less hopeful for. And, you know, haven't had the opportunity to have some, like, serious conversations with my family. Just realized that, hey, the last year has been tough on a lot of people in different ways, you know. And, you know, now more than ever is the opportunity to kind of, you know, gather resources and make sure that everyone is taking care of or taking care of themselves. Yeah. Tough week, but we'll be all right.
Yeah.
We'll be all right.
But like, I know we won't get into specifics, but like, so you made an inquiry. They said yes. And you guys physically got it. But the other person decided to up you guys. And then they gave it to the other person, technically.
Yeah.
So wow, that's fucked up.
What Casey is alluding to is,
that's really messed up.
Purchasing homes and how Byzantine or the whole process is, like, offers are made, promises are made. You know, people are looking over to send over paperwork, but like, long story short, a deal's not a deal till you have paperwork in your hands.
But like, they told you yes though.
Yeah,
I'm saying, like, that that's what icks me. Yeah.
It was
more than anything.
A good yes, and then,
oh my god,
and then we're just waiting. Like, okay, so
yeah. Well, at least for the time being,
all things considered, I mean, you'd have to like to think of things as a sign that a better circumstance will make itself available, and I'm definitely say we're better prepared for that. You know.
Yeah. Sorry, man. Hopefully, you know, we could all wish it was a little better, but to the guy though, I just want to say that's it. Just a duck squeak. You're an asshole. You missed out on a really good
people out here trying to, you know, maximize their
trying to get some houses. Man, I get it.
Do what you gotta do, I guess. It is
I get it.
A seller's market.
I get it. I definitely get it.
We'll be ready for the next one.
I am looking for you, by the way, just because I have ample time on my hands. I'm like, you know what? Let's go. Let's just find stuff for Sean. German says, I don't work Sundays.
Oh, okay. Damn, German.
Now, this is a funny thing. German don't work Sundays, actually, in our restaurant. But yeah, that's a throwback to our spot. However, Sean, are you ready for Tech Tuesday?
Yeah, man.
On a Thursday. All right, let me play the lead up. Let's see if it'll play nicely today. It's not too bad. Lots of tech news. But I do share one of my own too.
Sean's Tech Tuesday.
Sean's Tech Tuesday.
Not a Tuesday, but a Thursday.
February 4th.
Yes. There's been a lot of tech developments this week. And you know what's funny?
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about none of them. Actually, what I'm going to do is recognize this month being February, and that meaning that it's Black History Month, and talk about contributions to the culinary industry by African Americans.
Yes. Oh my God.
All right. So let's talk about some things that, you know, some industrious Black folks have invented or produced to make things safer or easier, you know, for you to produce or store food. So top of this, we're going to talk about Alfred L. Frail. Yes. In 1897, he invented the ice cream dispenser. The scoop.
Seriously.
With the plunger. Yeah, man.
This guy, right? Hold on. Yeah. Let me bring it up to the screen. Yes.
Yes. Before that, I have no idea how people got ice cream out of anything.
They used the spoon. That's what they did, Sean.
If you are like trying to scoop some ice cream without an ice cream dispenser, it is ridiculous. I mean, what is your go-to trick if you don't have one of those, Casey?
Okay, my one trick, because we have an ice cream scoop. However, okay. if you just take out ice cream from the box and just let it sit there for like a minute, it should give enough room for the crystals and outside to settle a little bit, and you should be able to scoop a little easier. However, not as efficient, obviously, as a fucking ice scooper. So big up to Alfred right here.
That's right. Okay. Moving along, Willis Johnson.
Willis Johnson?
An improved egg beater. The mechanical mixer not only made beating eggs a breeze, but also made combining other ingredients much faster and less labor intensive.
Shanston S.
1884.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Moving along. Well, I can't find his name. Talk about Alexander P. Ashbourne. And just these names are amazing. Just amazing.
All right.
Ashbourne. Alexander P. Ashbourne. And in 1875, he invented a utensil called the biscuit or cake cutter. It was a spring-loaded device in which dough was placed on a flat metal board, and faith inside would cut out, and those formed the biscuits in all sorts of different shapes. So up until that point, if you wanted a biscuit, you had to make it individually. And I love that, like, so the old
you handmade it
drawings.
All right. This is cool.
The next three guys I'm going to talk about all helped make things cool. So we got Thomas Elkins. Okay. John Standard and Frederick McKinley Jones. That name, Frederick
McKinley Jones. Yo, their names are like
Jones. If you met a black dude named Frederick McKinley Jones, he was going to make your life better. In 1940,
I would say sir.
Or 2020, you run into Frederick McKinley Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Your shit's about to get straight. But all right. Thomas Elkins. He patented a device that used metal cooling coils enclosed in a container. And these coils cool the temperature far below room temperature. So it's like, you know, when you get into like basic refrigeration. John Standard made it easier to keep food hot or cold. In 1899, he had a patent for an oil stove. And it had a compact design that he envisioned to use for like buffet style meals on trains. And then like 2 years later, he also rearranged and combined parts for an advanced non-electric refrigerator with a manually filled ice chamber.
Oh, your homie's from Jersey.
Been cool.
John Sanders from Newark. Mm-hmm. That's what's up. That's
and what's up. Last but not least, we're going to talk about my man, Frederick McKinley Jones. He's an inductee of the National Inventors Hall of Fame, and he designed a portable air conditioning unit for trucks carrying perishable foods, which again, like, obviously, you know, you probably don't live near a farm. So foods are getting produced and transported in the safest ways, you know, possible due to contributions like those from my man, Frederick McKinley Jones.
Keeping so he's cool, the dude.
Keeping it safe. Yeah.
Like, he's the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Alrighty.
I'm going to talk about Norbert Rilliot. Again, fire name.
The name, bro.
Norbert Rilliot.
Norbert. Right. Oh, wait. Why did I do that?
Okay. So my man Norbert developed a method for refining sugar into crystallized granules. And this was patented in 1843. So this made processing sugar efficient and safer. And this let the United States dominate the world market on sugar. This dude.
Wow.
A direct through line. Black people, slave trade, sugar cane. All the way up to my man, Norbert Rilliot, who was like, look, you don't get this work off for free, we're going to make it easier for you to use. Norbert.
Norbert. Right. I don't think I've ever heard that name ever.
And then the last two guys I got... two Georges, one that's pretty famous, one that's a little less famous, but should also have his name on the map. So we got George Washington Carver,
definitely.
If you've heard of him, you always think about him as like Peanuts, right? Mm, this dude had also, he saw a peanut, was like, I will turn into something else. Turn into peanut butter. You know, but he also developed products from sweet potatoes, pecans, and soybeans.
And yo, my guy.
My last George, and his name is George Crumb.
This Crumb? Dude,
George Crumb. He invented Crumb the potato chip.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He, worked at a Saratoga Springs resort. And I guess some customers like complaining about the thickness of the fries. So to appease a customer, you know, he went back, cut them thinner. And the result became known as the Saratoga chip or potato crunches.
Yeah.
And the rest is history. Black history.
Fucking history.
So
hell yeah. Yes,
there's a whole bunch of stuff that we could be talking about today. You know, a certain CEO of large multinational corporation decided he's going to step down in a few months. And that's well and good. The dude turned books into taking over the world. That's also cool.
Mm-hmm. That is cool.
But not as cool as my man, Frederick McKinley Jones.
That name is such a rad name. It's just amazing.
It was amazing.
Like, it just feels good. It rolls off that tongue nice. It screams authority. Like, I'm sorry, Frederick is talking. Everybody needs to shut the fuck up. I'm saying, like, that's how I feel about it. But yeah, no, those are great. Wow. I did not know about a potato chip. I had no idea. I did not know it was, you know, it originated somewhere upstate New York.
Saratoga.
In lieu of French fries. They're like, shit's too thick.
They're like, come on, man. These potato wedges are too wedgy. And he was like, I got something for you.
Got this. Wow. Ingenuity at its finest.
That's it.
Oh, that is awesome.
That's I appreciate that. Thank you, Sean. For this week. I know you said you had a story. Yeah.
So the only story, so right off of German here. AKA, I'm still shoveling this fucking snow. Yes.
Oh, dude, my car is
about this
stuck.
Snow.
Like, it's super stuck.
Yeah. So
I parked on the wrong side.
That's all I wanted to ask about today. Can we just? I just wanted to go over this. Who? All right, I'm typing this in right now. Let me bring it into the to the big one. Who invented the shovel? Can we just do this? The shovel was invented by Sir Broken Back of Dig. I'm a serious answer as follows. Well, I only say this, Sean, because the shovel, this little fucking thing, I had it in my car. I always have a shovel in my car. Why do I have a shovel in my car? Just in case my wife kills somebody and we need to hide a body. That's literally it, right? And just in case I have to dig something, aka a body part. Shovel. That's why I need a shovel. But during the snowstorm, I mean, everybody was like, oh, 14 inches, 15 inches is going to be the biggest storm. Bro, that's what they said 2 years ago. Remember with the whole Game of Thrones thing? They were like, winter's coming. We're going to get fucking smacked with 3 feet of snow. Nothing.
Sure.
It was like 2 inches in a glaze. Absolutely nothing. Sunday morning, you wake up, or rather Sunday night, you're like 7 p.m. It's like literally them shits are like this big, just like dripping down. And we're like, oh, man, this is going to hurt. The next morning, when I say there's about good 2 feet of snow on the floor in Jersey. I mean, granted, we're in Jersey. I'm in, you know, we're like nearby the city, not as compact as where you're at because you're in Brooklyn. Bro, the streets are piled the hell up. Now, I can only assume how it looked like in your end because you guys have alternate side parking, right?
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like the snow is like plowed in the middle of the street. Like you can get a car through, but my car is on the wrong side of the street. So all the snow is packed up against the car. Like, so I am hoping that we get a little warmer weather in the next day or two so I can break my back digging out the front of the car to get to move it around.
So, the reason I want to bring up the snow shovel, or the shovel in particular, I have a spade shovel. That's the only shovel I have. It's the one that comes to a point. Try shoveling 6 feet of snow with a spade shovel.
No.
It's not efficient, right? Now, granted, I could have gone out and bought an actual shovel to keep just in my car for this specific purpose. Just in case we got to shovel out something, I have a shovel in my car. Not a big deal. So when this is all said and done, I will buy a flat spade shovel and that will live in my car. So it'd be a little easier to remove snow. So if everybody else can kind of follow suit, I wish the merch plug would be right here for shovels with our faces on it. Well, I mean, we don't have that just yet, but just, so you know, if you're prepared, buy a shovel, keep it in your car, just literally keep it in there. Don't worry about it.
And don't be like me and keep a shovel in the car, use it, it break, and then not replace it. Because immediately I was like, the shovel's in the car. And then we got to the car and was like, no, it broke last time. Sure, get this car now, stay here for a while.
The winter 96 was the worst. I wasn't here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sean, do you remember
winter
this?
Winter 96 was a significant snowfall. For me, that was my second year of high school. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I definitely remember.
Was it bad?
Yeah, it was really bad. I think, like, famously, there was this one car dealership that, like, used to run an ad that said, like, hey, if the snow ever gets over, let's say 2 feet in New York City, anyone who comes in with this ad can get a free car. And they had a lot of cars to give away. Yeah, yeah. They had a lot of cars to give away because of that.
Wow. Well, are they still in business?
They are still in business. Obviously, they're not running that ad again.
I guess they did okay then. That's some hell of a marketing right there. I came over 97, so I have no idea.
Yeah, yeah.
So 96 was just before, before my time.
The Northeast, we get snow, but that one was... It was pretty substantial. Like stupid. I mean, subways were closed. Yeah. You know, we were out of school, I feel, for like almost a week. Or if not, at least 4 days straight.
Got it. I mean, this one is stupid. You know, like I was just like, what the... Now, granted, it's a good thing we have four-wheel drive cars. Mm-hmm. So the snow, we just churn through it. Not a big deal.
Right.
But everybody else around us was kind of like, you know, fishtailing everywhere. And it's kind of a little scary. German said a 13th storm. Now, that's pretty much all we got. Let's bring it into the... Wait, where was it? I don't know. Meme. Review. Sean, should we even...
That's perfect.
Right?
it's a picture of Christopher Walken on the door of the walk-in. It's perfect.
So it's the walk-in. Oh, God. Yeah. Smart people. I love this. I wish we thought of this on our time, but we weren't cool enough. Okay, moving on. Sean, this is one of my favorite things altogether, because I used to, more specifically for like an electrician or like a plumber, right? You would always say, why does it cost so much for, you know, you're just fixing a thing. It took 3 seconds for you to do. So what it currently in the photo is, if I do a job in 30 minutes, it's because I spent 10 years learning how to do that in 30 minutes. You owe me 40 years, not the minutes. This pertains more for like a general purpose thing, but obviously in the kitchen, we all of us own a lot of skills all together, but it's not because, you know, it takes, takes that. That short to accomplish that dish is because we have a lot of experience making said dish, or the same repetition or the same technique over and over again for years and years on end. We've honed those skills. So I love this. Sean, can you explain what this one is?
So it's a 4-panel comic in which someone asks, it's for a lot, and then the person responds, depends on the context. Servers? No. Cooks? Yes.
Yes. This is the dreaded, was it the Saturday at like 8 o'clock? And there's like more cooks than fucking staff. Or more staff than people outside in a dining room. And we're like, I think we have to cut people. And nobody wants to do it.
No.
But,
no. You're always chasing your labor costs when you're operating a restaurant.
We always have to chase labor. Labor and food costs are the two biggest things in a restaurant. So this is all hard and dear. This is a stab at the servers, Sean. This is a picture of them all, buddy buddy, all smiling, best friends, until one of you quits or gets fired, then you'll never hang out again.
Wow.
I mean, is that dark? Is that a little too much of me? I mean,
there's a hint of truth to that. I mean, I think, you know, real ones will find a way to still click up, but for the most part,
would they though? Would they, Sean? I don't think so.
I make it here every week.
they don't bleed like the back of house now. I'm getting to a more specific kind of thing. Let's move on. A couple more. Nobody beef harder at a workplace more than day shift versus night shift. It's war. Sean, care to explain what this one is?
Sure. All right. Neither shift appreciates what the other one is primarily there to
all
do.
All the time.
So the day shift, they don't have to, typically they're not going to execute as many meals as the night shift, but they have to do the lion's share of the prep.
Yeah.
And nobody understands it, right? And they all fight. They're going to support the other one.
All just you,
yeah, it's all love. Prep for me. It's all love, but it's
they just didn't. Food. Is it all love, but Sean? Is it, or are we doing it for the time? The homie Shannon, only have one friend from when I worked the line. Oh, that is sad. But you should have more friends, I think.
Hey Shannon, I can understand that. You know, I can understand that.
I mean, we're the only two in the restaurant, really. Everybody else can suck it.
You want quality over quantity. So if you only kept the one friend, then that's the friend you need.
That is true. You know what? It's your ride and die. I get it. And, you know, you're not pretty much the same. But I'm just saying, for back of house is different. Because, like, it just feels like, because we're like, in the trenches all the time.
Sure.
Like, you get to know somebody real quick, like real fast at the same time, just working it's the 14 nature hours
because I definitely say that. Like working in the back of the house is definitely it generally isn't competitive, where I feel like if you work front of the house it might be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If your livelihood is dependent on, you know, getting guests and serving tables, then anyone else who is there is an opportunity cost that isn't realized. In the same capacity, where that's not necessarily the same as the back of the house. It's definitely more of a collaborative effort, or it should be in the back of the house.
When was the last time we did breakfast together? I don't remember. I don't think I ever did. Right? No. Like ever. Yeah. So breakfast, I've done quite a few shifts as a breakfast cook. And Sean, when I say floodgates open at 6 a.m., you get rocked.
Okay.
Just doing eggs.
Fair enough. I've never worked in a breakfast capacity, so I didn't consider that. But you're absolutely right. You're going to get crushed.
Eggs is ridiculous, man. You're just like, what?
Do you consider breakfast shift day shift?
Yeah, no, they're prep shift. So breakfast is like its own separate thing. They'll keep track and prep and all do their own work by the time morning shift comes at 10, and then they'll handle the rest of that. Shannon says, I have two friends. Oh, don't say that. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I'm your friend, Shannon. Yeah. Now you got three.
He's talking to me too. So there's three of us all together, right? We're all here together. So let's bring in some more, a couple more memes. We go. Caesar dressing. There's a picture of Winnie Pooh or anchovy aioli.
You know what?
I love this.
It's all in the language of love, right?
Is that how we, man?
Like one gets thrown in the bottom of a fast food salad to go bag.
But look at his face. Look at his fucking face.
Hey. Winnie the Pooh knows.
Winnie the Pooh knows. But it's anchovy. I'm going to start calling anchovy aioli. That's it. I'm just going to. I'm even here for Caesar dressing. Can I get a side of anchovy aioli, please? And we do. Chef's. What you call that? Chef's spec for, I couldn't say Caesar dressing, his spec for Caesar dressing, mm-hmm. he wants three tins, which is, what is it? A tin is just about 15 grams yeah. of anchovies. So he wants three of those. So 30, just about 45 grams of anchovies itself with liquor in the Caesar dressing per batch. That's a lot. And then he wants them rough chopped. And like, bro, it's fishy and it's delicious. Like, I love it. Shannon does say, and you'll be in the weeds real fast. Yes, breakfast shift is just straight fire. Let's bring in a couple more here. When the recipe calls for one or two cloves of garlic and I'm cooking. I know this is you and me right here. Amen. I love this meme.
Some folks have a heavy hand. This is true.
For garlic, though, you know what I mean? We're just like, yes, fucking garlic all day. Shannon says thanks.
Anytime.
As you will. A couple more, Sean, before we end. Now, this is, I read this in his voice. You're merely adopted the kitchen. I was born into it, molded by it. I didn't have a weekend off, and I was already a man. I mean, do you remember Mother's Day, Sean?
Of course.
When I burned the ramekins in the oven mm-hmm. with the plastic, yeah. Yeah, let's just say after 110 hours on your first week, you tend to do some shit. And then finally, Sean, this is for you. So this All is right. my meme for you. As we end our meme review, Sean, can you tell me what's on the screen?
Holy shit, help. This fryer has a leak in it. And
it's a leak.
Yes,
in the fryer
has a fresh the fryer leak in it.
It has a leak. Mm-hmm. You know, because low key, this is a more of a inside joke between Sean and I, because Sean has a Sean really likes a fryer. For everybody that's for all intents and purposes, that's his favorite station. He got hurt in it several times. But yeah, that's his thing. So nothing too crazy. Now I would go to Monchichi News, but there actually isn't anything.
Okay.
Like into Monchichi News, because I mean, we can still play the thing, but it's all about Valentine's Day right now, or game day foods that we've talked about in the beginning. So I don't want to rehash any of that bullshit. So we're just gonna talk about game day foods. Sean, give me one crucial game day food that you need to have if you were to throw a party at your casa. Would you it be wings?
Buffalo
you, wings. I know you love wings. Like, I know you love wings.
You need buffalo wings. Like, I feel like if you don't have that, you didn't have a Super Bowl party.
So wings for you are the must all end all. Like, you have to have wings.
All end all. In any fashion. So look,
like you just have to have wings.
If you
no want to
scale
what.
Down and get yourself some Tyson's Antizers, there's got to be
Tyson's plug.
Some fashion of chicken dripping in plug. Some fashion of buffalo sauce. Otherwise, okay. It might as well be any other Sunday.
Okay. I follow you. I mean, okay, so is Tyson's your preferred chicken brand? Let me ask that.
Not necessarily. I was just thinking about what's easily accessible for most people out there, like supermarket. Like, I feel like you can walk in and pay a little too much for having the work done for you, but it's there. you know what I'm saying? It's there.
That
bright red bag with the green lettering and the little... Mm. Red and yellow Tyson stamp will be there waiting for you.
Now, I know y'all can't see it, but Sean has a twinkle on his eye whenever he says wings. The homie loves wings. Like, he really does.
Hey, man, they're perfect.
Yo, like, how many times? Okay, low-key, how many times have you made wings for staff for family meal? I've never made them for them. They ask me for it. I'm not fucking making you wings.
You know, when we Sean were will. Limited in terms of what we could order. I mean, man, wings were going down.
We have a consensus. Tyson it is from Germany. Yeah. And we got Shannon also. I mean, it's a good brand. definitely is a good like chicken.
Again, nothing wrong with it. Like again, it's a staple for what it's worth of the American supermarket diet, right? Like it's just one of those things, right? Like I feel like I'm sure there are competitors, but no one else exists in that space. You know, with the same measure of relevance. I almost want to say it's like Coca-Cola and Pepsi. It's like, there are other brands, but like, if you're thinking cola, you're probably thinking one of the two. And
are there other brands?
Yeah, man. Coca-Cola and
Pepsi own all of them. No, but I mean like the company, like they own.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. Yes. I mean, they do literally corner, you know, bookend the market. But I'm just saying, like,
it's literally just two of them. I think it's pretty much two of them. It's been a while since I looked it up.
Yeah, I'm really trying to think, like, who's another frozen chicken brand?
Should I bring this up? So, real quick, Sean, real quick. We got some burners here. Now, Shannon does say, don't do it, make your own wings.
Okay, I agree. Yes,
never
Shannon.
Buy the wings ready made.
100% agree with it. That. I'm just saying, for the average person, if they're just like, I want some chicken confection and don't know how to make it.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense.
You can count on Tyson's to be there for you. In the same way that for whatever reason you want some American Chinese food and you're in your frozen food section, you can count on E.F. Chang's to be there in some measure too.
That is
right?
True.
Like it's not what you should do. But is there for you if that's what you're going to do.
So like for just the purpose of a fast food per se, that you can get it right away.
Yeah, prepared. You're not trying to blend your own sauce or buy, because I don't know. I also feel like the buffalo wing exists almost only as like an appetizer. Like, I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
I guess.
Like, I'm just talking about myself, right? Like, because I could be completely off on this one. But like, do you find people sit down to an entree of buffalo
of wings? Unless they go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
You know what I mean? Like, they're going to like an actual wing place, yes, they would have entrees of it. But most of the time, they won't order just the wings.
It's an appetizer, right? So, like, yeah, with that in mind, you're probably not going to have all the raw ingredients to pull this off. And especially, again, the Super Bowl is one of those occasions where, like, you kind of need to have it available.
Sean, real quick, I know you want to read this real quick?
Shout out to the God, Jose. Comment from the chat, Jose. I hope you are not doing those wings like Jose all burnt.
I mean,
sounds like someone is
Let's
still burned. Yeah, nah, man.
Oh my God, Shannon did say to order someone for someone who knows how to make
Fair
them.
Enough. You need to go wings. See Chef Casey.
Don't bake them. Definitely fry. Fry will give you the best texture on the wings, and it'll give you it just increases the flavor once you get more texture on it. Baking is not a bad thing. I'm just saying. You want the primo texture, frying would be the better way to go about it. But nothing too crazy though, Sean, as we do kind of towards the end, I wanted to share to you about the stocks thing, right? So I made some bank. I told you about this. Holding on to the money. I made a couple more bank. However, do you think that is it for the meme, or the short, the David versus Goliath, Goliath being Wall Street, us being the little guy trying to screw them, because the stocks now are favoring more the bigger guys. I mean, we're trying, but you know, we can't compete with bajillions of cash. How do you feel about this?
The short answer is no. I mean, I think the activity that was happening over the last 2 weeks or so kind of pointed out to the average person that hey, if you are making a concentrated effort to move some stocks in one direction or the other, I mean, you can have an impact in the market. And they got a lot of people that were not knowledgeable about the space, interested and invested, So while I don't think we
What's up,
would
Miguel?
see that kind of specific rallying in the near future, I think it's definitely going to happen again. Only because like the mechanisms that are in place for larger corporate entities to kind of take advantage of that are not gonna go away. Like there's too much money,
That is true.
it's like it's too much money to be made for the principles that allow like things like hedge funds to exist to go away.
Well, we
So
just want to screw them. That's what it is. It's
I mean,
literally because like they're toying.
there's layers. It's all like super complicated too, because like lots of normal people, invest with hedge fund, like have
Hedge
their
funds.
funds managed by hedge funds too. Like a lot of like unions and retirement funds might happen to, hedge their bets and put their money with those type of
That's true.
financial institutions. So it's hard to specifically say it's like, ah, man, it's David versus Goliath all the time, But
It should be all the time, Sean. That way we can make money so we
hey,
can
man,
just screw everybody.
you can make
I'm just saying.
your educated bets, your educated bets, and do your due diligence and put your money in the market. And hopefully you're in a position to see a return in the short or long term.
I would just say
Hey,
Miguel
Miguel.
says hi. What's up, Miguel? What up, homie? German did said exactly fry is the best, but you could finish on the oven to make sure it's done. Definitely a good way to go also. So just give it some texture, throw it in the oven, or keep it warm there if you want to hold it longer, to keep the same exact texture in the oven itself. However, he did mention if you just put it in the oven by itself, a lot more grease will be taken away from the wing. So more of a conscious kind of thing if you prefer less grease. But I mean, let's be real, it's a fucking chicken wing. Like I want all the glory. Plus, you're gonna douse it in sauce anyway. And what kind of madman is not gonna put fucking sauce in a wing? Like, I mean, you know what? We're not there to judge. I'm not there. I'm just being salty right now. I had three things of beer. Oh, by the way, shout out to these things. Bird's Paradise is called. Do you see this, Sean?
Hey, that's a pretty cool can.
Moscow Mule Cider. It's kind of tasty. I dig it. I don't know where it's from. Caitlin was just like, here. I'm like, okay, absolutely. I'll definitely take it. Whatever you say. And then finally, Sean, let's while we do end. Nothing too crazy. We do have a special episode coming out tomorrow for Valentine's. Kind of, I want to say week. Our buddies from Pardon My Fork, I released, or rather, I recorded an episode with them. We're talking about white truffles. So if you are feeling in a truffle spirit, making your little meal a little extra, watch out for that episode tomorrow. However, Sean, can we give a word of the day? And it has the porny intro. Okay, leave it alone. It's gonna play. Just let it do its thing.
Oh
Go for it,
wow,
Sean.
yeah, this is very, very sexy. Yeah, Valentine's Day is upon you. I told you a few weeks ago to have a plan.
Gotta
Did
get
you
it ready.
make a plan? If not, right
I
now
mean,
it's
I
too
have
late.
a
It's
plan.
already over.
It is too late.
It's
I mean,
already
you have what? You have a week. You have a week. You can still go to Target by this weekend. I mean, if you want to, but
You know
it's gonna
what?
be.
You're right. You're right. You got a week. You got a week.
You
There's still
know, we
chocolates to
can't judge
get
them too
and
hard. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
flowers
yeah.
to
Just play.
buy and Amazon Prime to hope and pray
2 days,
makes it on
man.
time. Look, man, it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
If you happen to have someone, that you love, and you know it's safe for you to be together, then be together in the safest way possible. And if you don't happen to have someone to snuggle up tight with this year, it's all right, because COVID is still going crazy. There's enough time for you to get your shit together.
COVID is a thing.
Figure out your vaccination plans and make sure your new boot thing next year has their shit together too. that's all I got for you guys, man. This year, this has been a weird week for me. I'm trying to get a better headspace.
I mean, okay, did you shovel your car? I forgot to ask you. I know it's packed somewhere, but did you shovel it?
Right now, like, I need...
And it's
like,
still packed.
I missed that small window. So, like, the other day, like, I shoveled out the path in front of the door, and it was cool because, you know, my daughter, she's 2 years old. She's never played in the snow before because, you know, it snowed.
You took her out.
Last year, she was too little, and the year before that, she was just born, so... You know, we made a little path, shoveled off the steps, and she immediately wanted to, like, slide down the stairs. So put that snow back on the stairs, and she went up and down and up and down. Aww, and, you know, kind of did so that. Cute. And I was like, oh, dude, it's nap time. And that was my window because the snow was fresh. It was loose. It would have been easy to just go across the street and dig out the car.
And
I missed it. Wipe and that it was just enough time for those plows to come through again and roll through a whole nother night. And even today, I'm looking out the window right now.
And your car is buried.
An SUV, and I got snow on one side of the car all the way up to the door handles. So I'm hoping we're going to have a little warm weather over the next 2 days, get us a little bit of a melt so I can get that car out.
Sean, can I tell you that we have a 60% chance of snowing this weekend?
Perfect. So I don't have a car now.
But like, we don't know if it's gonna stick. So if it's like warmer,
yeah, it might just turn slushy. One car is completely submerged and stuff like that, and the other one that's big enough to get out of the snow is trapped in the snow as well. So
okay,
we live here.
More question. I know we keep saying it. How does the alternate side parking? I've never actually asked somebody from New York how this works. So you can't park on the one side because it's snowing. But like, if you're stuck on there with the snow, what then happens to your?
They cancel it. When it snows this bad, like, they just cancel alternate side of the street. And what you need to be cognizant of is if they're going to do garbage pickup. So depending on how bad the snow is, they may or may not do it. And then you got to figure out where all your trash is. The cool thing is, at least it's going to stay, you're going to have a lot of trash, but it's going to stay nice and cool because it's in a mountain of snow. So then you have like all the snow that didn't melt. And then New York is crazy. But no, luckily where I live, the alternate side of the street is only once on each side of the street. And other places, like, let's say it might be like Tuesday and Friday, you can't be on one side. And on the other side of the street, you can't be there Monday and Wednesday. And then, you know.
Okay.
Which is.
Now I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
But yeah, for me, it's like one side, you can't be there Thursday for a few hours. And the other side is Friday.
Got it. Shannon does say alternate side is because they used to clean the streets. Yeah. He's also from New York, so he would know.
Yeah, super duper important. Yeah, cleaning the streets, running the trash, and all of it is synced up.
Okay,
but yeah, again, cool. They have picked up the trash and built a wall of snow in front of the SUV.
Built a wall of snow. Well, if you haven't already, German did say go ahead and get a snow blower if you have a house, if you have somewhere to store it. Cool, that'd be great.
He said, or feel the pain. Yeah.
Feel the pain.
The other day, like, I literally was like, can I order a shovel from the Target grocery delivery? The answer is yes, but the result is no, because they didn't have any shovels left at my local Target. Brooklyn boy, hey.
He's also from Brooklyn.
All day, Brooklyn. There you go. Brooklyn's in the house all day, Shannon.
Brooklyn in the house. In the house. All day. In the building. Okay, nothing too crazy. Like I said, you can follow Sean at Twitter at MetroCardex. He does tweet back. I do not just tweet at him. Okay, just
find me there.
He'll handle all the Twitter. You can ask any questions, any feedback, anything, please. Or any recipes you want us to go by at AskChefSalty@gmail.com. All the episodes in video format are on YouTube at Chef Salty Pork Podcast. So make sure you check us out. However, like I mentioned, special episode tomorrow, Valentine's week next week. And then we'll see about the last week of February. But if not, we will definitely catch you guys again in March. Hopefully no more snow. But definitely get a shovel, buy some things.
And buy two shovels, man.
What's in March?
Have a shovel for your shovel.
You have two shovels. The only thing in March is what? St. Patty's Day, pretty much, right? We don't do anything for daylight savings day in a restaurant, right? St. Patty's Day would be. I mean, we weren't really busy St. Patty's Day.
Nah, not us.
Like ever, I don't think.
Yeah,
that I can remember. Yeah. It was like a normal day, not too crazy. And lastly, Lechon is my, you know what it is. Thank you, German. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you guys again next time. And from Sean and myself,
peace out, internet. Happy Black History Month.